is not a ghost story. Some reflections only appear when the physical world is torn inside out, when the pieces of everything familiar are left to fend for themselves. It's not a tap on the window or a sudden surprise. It's like the empty space beside me is filled. My gravity, my moments of unconsciousness, a pause. They fill it. Sometimes like a chorus, my body reverberating in the volume of being alive. This is not a ghost story.
There is a code I don't remember, I follow. These are games I forget that I'm good at. See, at the last coffee shop show, I spent each song trying to be next to a different person so I could feel temperature change on my shoulders, trying to tell if they could hear me thinking of them, hoping while they held me as the songs played, they might give me a sign they knew. With my lips closed in reverence, I am screaming their names. Each beat a rhythm, me yelling, her singing, Ethan humming, praying that sounds are channeling through my fingertips into his abdomen. No, too many shirts. Too many coats. It's not his fault. Blinders. God forbid. You should be human this once.
Which is very individualist. I don't know. It's such a loaded term. Because there's such a like East versus West mentality. Like we're so individualist and they're so community based. We're all raised on, you know, television shows and books that are like, be the best you can be. Like strive for you.
All the men and women of the United States Armed Forces now in the Middle East, the peace of a troubled world and the hopes of an oppressed people now depend on you. We come to Iraq with respect for its citizens, for their great civilization, and for the religious faith they practice.
You want to join in on this?
A roadside bomb killed four U.S. soldiers in southern Baghdad, and rockets and mortars pounded the heavily fortified Green Zone, an area which lies in the heart of the city. Throughout Iraq, violence killed at least 61 people, scattering debris and leaving pools of blood in neighborhoods.
And when the courage liquefied runs dry, in desperation to keep warm, hands and stomachs yearn for skin on skin. Through haze, clumsy fingertips find a home for a few hours.
At least a dozen people in this room who you will meet this year. Half of whose names you will forget, the other half you will remember forever. And maybe this poem is too long, so if you remember one thing, remember this. That in this room we are 6 billion.
Flowers.
Grown from the curves of your crooked guns. Tractors. Hauling fresh soil over the burial grounds you erected in our names. Passengers. On glass-bottomed boats sailing stormless oceans that you will never be allowed to find. We are 6 billion people in a world with nowhere to go and everywhere to hide. Yet here we stand. We don't know the answers to everything. We just know that everything is out there. It's why they call it everything. And no, we won't always be here. We know that sometimes it takes more than just wings or dreams to fly, but we also know that
only those who believe in death ever really die. Sidq inna kuna ne binorin bayor kakafat dekunet saishalek.
Dear Eltra, thanks for Jessie. She wore skinny jeans, no lipstick, and a pair of scuffed black boots that looked like they could kick God's teeth in. She caught me watching as she quietly clapped a 4/4 beat to match the hands of a little son of a complete stranger sitting next to her, just clapping, like she was teaching this kid how to face the day the way she was still learning to.
Waves smooth over lost impulses, and I am knocked down.
Time's up. So she gets off at 14th Street, and I never see her again.
Isn't it strange to use teeth to talk?
Remember that train ride 15 years ago when you clapped to light up the son of a stranger? Jessie, you light up the son of a stranger.
Ringing open-palmed, just south of a February morning, the call comes in. I wish you were here.
Hi, Taylor, 772-2447. Leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Music. music is conversation. Sometimes I wonder if it's my inheritance. It seems to run in the family. He used to say that our moonlit family had one hell of a spine back in the old country, but somewhere between the boat rides over to the broken homes we built on the shore, it became hunched. It got bent. It began to break down. Your children's vertebrae are deteriorating, and our bones do not hold the way they used to.
This is not a ghost story. I feel your presence in the corners of still rooms. Your last year's laughter reverberates more strongly in my bones than the small talk of today bodies. I find myself moving empty among crowds of limbs and realize that they haunt me just as much as you hold me. When I have nothing but the post-it notes that you left for me, I look more closely at doorknobs and decipher the fingerprints of those who have turned them for centuries of Monday mornings. When I have nothing but the fading stories that I tell them about us, I flip through worn library books. I touch the dog-eared pages and the scribbled notes left in the margins by strangers who have been here before. The call might never come in. I wish you were here. But in these moments when we fall into the cracks after the sun goes down, if you let yourself fly on their wings or in the echo of their voices, you might be able to feel remnants of warmth from their hands. Be still. And remember that you aren't so alone after all. We are here.